Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Sarah Gulseth. We have some inspiring stories to tell you today, but first I'd like to thank our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for their support of Faith and Family. To find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin, you can go to our website, kfuo.org, and look for the CUW logo in the sponsor section. With me in studio today is Rich Robertson, President and CEO of LCEF, the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. We're going to chat a little while about what LCEF has been up to lately. And it's been a little while since we've had you on, Rich, so thanks for coming over to talk with us today.
Sarah, it's great to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah. So remind our listeners of LCEF's long history with the LCMS.
You bet. You know, LCEF has, in fact, that very strong roots within the LCMS, and it really dates back to 1902.
Oh, wow.
And that is when, essentially, some forward-thinking individuals within congregations back at that time wanted to assist a neighboring congregation, and they wanted to provide some resources for some of the growth that they were that this other congregation was experiencing. And really, that is the birth, if you would, of the whole concept of the LCEF. And from that, every district within the LCMS began creating, if you would, and developed funds that they would provide for resources for growth of ministries within their specific areas. And that reached many, many years and some very significant dollar growth that essentially about 35 years ago, about in 1978, there was a synod resolution that formed the Lutheran Church Extension Fund, which was essentially the umbrella organization for all of these funds if they chose to join LCEF.
Okay.
So back in 1978, LCEF was essentially just a zero or small organization. And today we have 30 members, districts. There's five that continue to have a independent CEF, and they're doing very well and are very successful in doing it that way. But essentially, we're now that $1.8 billion organization with a fund that supports the with our resources, the ministries of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
That's an impressively sized organization.
It is. And you know, we do not take it for granted, Sarah. We know that the mission of LCEF and its importance is to our church body. And every day we praise God for just the gifts that we have through all the members, the 60,000 investors that we have that provide us with those resources that allow us to do what we do.
And so the cornerstone of the LCEF mission is still the same thing, to provide loans to ministries?
Loans to ministries is certainly the core of LCEF, but over time we've expanded beyond that.
Okay,
we've been able to, in the last decade in particular, be a holistic partner for individual church members, congregations, ministries, and especially our roster church workers. Mm-hmm. So what we're essentially providing are other resources, non-financial resources. So we have, for example, Labors for Christ is very well known within the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. They are part of the LCEF, and they provide that physical capability of building at a much more reasonable amount of dollars than what we would find with local contractors in some of the markets. But then there's other things that we have as well, as kind of strategic planning processes. Mm-hmm. It's something we call Vision Path. And then we also have our capital funding service group. We have demographics. All of this is under the umbrella of ministry support. And it's a group, a team of very high professionals that provide these added services as needed as congregations are looking to do certain things within their community and support of their community. And also, one of the bigger areas that we've seen in growth has been the work we do with our roster church workers.
Mm-hmm.
LCEF developed a roster church worker loan program about 12, 15 years or so ago. And from that, it blossomed about over $110 million fund that we have that provides these resources to our roster church workers. So there's over 2,000 or so roster church workers that benefit from the lending program that we have available to them. And the reason why it's important for roster church workers is because we understand roster church workers.
Sure.
They're part of us.
Mm-hmm.
If they were to go to their secular bank and kind of talk about what they do and the resources they have and all that, they'd be challenged a lot more. They'd be required to have PMI insurance and things of that nature that add just more costs to already a challenged group of individuals. So LCEF has been able to kind of be a much better partner to them, and we are just so proud to be to go alongside them because we know the awesome work that they do on a day in and day out basis.
Sure, it does make a difference when you're in that kind of situation looking for a loan to have. To have somebody on the other side of the table that understands your situation and what you're going through.
And they tell us that, and they demonstrate that to us as well. You know, our delinquency rate, which is something that financial institutions have to measure, is essentially non-existent with our roster church workers. They are dedicated to us as we are dedicated to them, I want you to know.
Sure, that's amazing. So recently, and some of our listeners may have heard on Monday, our interviews with the Concordia University students. We had those students here at the International Center for the National Student Marketing Competition, which is an event that LCEF hosts. Tell us a little bit more about that event.
Actually, we started this event about 6 years or so ago. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we started it is because we were trying to understand how to attract younger investors to LCEF. And, you know, the team of LCEF, I like to think we're all brilliant, but we came up with a way of doing it, and we said, why don't we invite them to come and talk to us and give us some insights?
Yeah.
And lo and behold, we created this competition. Essentially, what we do is we give them a case study, and the case study usually has something to do with LCEF, and they basically use that time during their quarter. And it's usually a marketing class, usually more in the junior or senior time frame of these students. And they have access to LCEF to ask questions, and they basically develop a strategy to address that case study. And when we first started this, as I said, about 6 years or so ago, we had three of the Concordia universities part of the first one. And it was wonderful. It was a nice start. It was a good way of trying to learn from it. And then the second year, we had five Concordias. Wow. And then after that year, we had all nine Concordia universities and have always had nine ever since.
That's impressive.
It really is. And I have to tell you, personally, it is one of the most exciting days for me to have all these students. They're teams of five. They have facilitators, which are usually somewhat a prof that is kind of assigned to this particular group. Mm-hmm. And they come in here in their Sunday best, and they get on a stage. There's usually about 100 people observing them. There's a panel of judges that are also judging them for their vision in terms of answering that case study. And they do just a phenomenal job of providing all kinds of insights, research. They provide commercials. They provide apps to us. They're giving us all kinds of, we get so much more out of it than they could ever imagine. And every year there's a nugget that we use in terms of part of what we'll market for the future of LCEF. So it's not only just a test for them, but it's also a test for us to find those things that we see that have great applications for what it is that we're doing.
Yeah.
So this year did not disappoint either. The students every year just get better and better, and you think they've already reached nirvana, but they every year they prove us wrong, and it's just phenomenal in terms of what they do. And yeah. LCEF, the whole organization, also is engaged in it. It's not just the students. All of LCEF participates by going alongside these students. They bring them in. We bring them in for two nights. We try to make them feel comfortable here in St. Louis. We take them on tours. Mm-hmm. There's always somebody with them to help them in things that we do. There's just a whole host of things that the LCEF employee base wants to do to encourage these students to really be spectacular. Yeah. And might I also add, I think in the last, since we started this, I think we've hired three of the students as well. So it's really a commitment on both parties' part. And it's been absolutely phenomenal over the years.
That's really cool. And we had some of them in studio on some tours, and the level of poise was just, it's really cool to see from those college students. They were owning that moment.
And you have to see the comprehensive campaign that they put together. I mean, it's what we do is we assign them. We say, okay, there's you're able to spend $300,000 to develop this campaign. Now, clearly, we don't give them $300,000, but we have them budget, if you would, all of the activities that they're associated with, and the diligence that they do in terms of the budget side, the creative side. again, I can't speak enough of how outstanding these Concordia University students are, which, by the way, speaks incredibly well about our university system.
Yes.
Our university system is rich, and they demonstrate that to us when they come here with us.
Yes. So who ended up winning?
Well, you want, it's like you want to... you want the answer, the last chapter of the book, or you don't want to see the movie. You want me to tell you about it. Well, I can share it because it is public knowledge. But let me share with you a little bit about each one of the winners. There's three winners. They do get an award. The school gets an award from LCEF. But the third place winner was Concordia College in New York. Mm-hmm. And they had a solid campaign that they called Rooted in Faith, Growing Through Partnership. And the campaign centered around the 500th anniversary of the Reformation and urging that churches growth was essential in support of the next 500 years. And again, the campaign was truly an outstanding one. They had a lot of different components to it involving the communities, not only locally within New York, but anywhere else in the United States. So it was very rich. And third place was certainly an honor for them. And they did a great job. And then as we move on, second place, Irvine, who always seems to place within the top three, placed again this year. They presented a campaign involving two compelling videos, one with a starring role for me, believe it or not. They even got somebody that was like me, at least. I pity that poor individual, but they did. They had print ads. They had fantastic taglines like, "And now a prayer for the roof fund," is one, because you got to remember that this was all about our church improvement loan, how to reach out further within the LCMS to educate about the opportunities to help improve their infrastructure and to take care of it through a church improvement loan that LCF is launching, had launched over the last several months.
Okay.
So they did a great job. And finally, there was a repeat winner, first place, which is highly unusual, I want you to know.
Wow.
The judges were difficult this year, and they always are, but Texas took that first place again. And they wowed the judges with a coordinated campaign built around direct mail, a web community for churches on lcef.org, and church maintenance tracking software, which kind of helps each of the congregations know when it's specific time to do the work that needs to happen so that they care for the facilities in which they have their challenge. And to top it all off, Texas team concluded with what they had was a Golden Heart Hat Award to the best church facility manager. And they were going to give an award to that church facility manager as well. So they were giving out golden hard hats. And that was kind of a unique component that they had as well. So just really some really awesome stuff. And we're just so proud of those students in terms of what they did.
Yeah. Do you feel like you accomplished what you set out to do with this competition?
You know, we really have. And again, it's a partnership that we have with the Concordias. I think we benefit far more than the Concordias do, but I shouldn't be saying that because now they'll be asking more of us. But I have to tell you, it is just phenomenal in terms of seeing what that community can provide us. And the students, you know, when we first did this, the first year, one of the areas that they told us that we were woeful in at LCEF was social media. In fact, I remember one student saying to us, "You know, I think all of you think that texting is social media." And by the way, that individual is right, because that's the way we looked at it. And as a result of that, we actually developed a social media department. And today, if you go out on Twitter, if you go out on Facebook, if you go out on Instagram, you're going to see a lot of activity, if you would, with LCEF. And we have our own department now, and there's blogs that we have. And we're just in areas that, to be candid with you, not a lot of the agencies of the LCMS are.
Yeah.
And it's giving us greater access to a younger audience to learn more about LCEF. So that's just one example. And again, we hired people even within the community that was telling us this to help us along in developing this. So it was it really does make a difference for LCEF.
That's great. That's great. So a minute ago you mentioned the Church Improvement Program. Can you tell me a little bit more about that one?
Sure. I mean, it's a very simple program. What we're trying to do is build awareness on infrastructure needs of congregations. And we're not talking about, you know, building an addition. What we're talking about is caring for the facilities that we have, where as many of us know, when budgets are tight, there's certain areas that are kind of looked upon to kind of, we'll postpone. Mm-hmm. And then the next year you postpone, and then you postpone it again. And at a certain point, the infrastructure really starts to wear, and bigger challenges happen. So what we're trying to do is share with our church body and with potential borrowers the opportunity to borrow at a very low rate with LCEF, to give that opportunity to make some of those improvements, those minor improvements, give a short-term low-interest loan that will allow for those things to happen. So we're just trying to build more than anything an awareness. We also have the capability of having people come into the congregations and giving an assessment of the facilities.
Oh, wow.
And that way we can definitely hone in on some of the more important things that need to get done if that hasn't been looked at for some time by the congregations. But I'll tell you what, the thing to do is to go to lcef.org. I'm not a particularly good salesman, so I'm not going to try to make that happen. So if you just go to www.lcf.org, put in church improvement loan or program, and I think you'll find a lot. And then from that, you'll probably find a phone number to call. And I encourage you to make that phone call and to learn more about it.
Sure, sure. And that sounds like a really, a lot of churches just don't really have the means or ability to be able to do those kinds of improvement projects, or they know that something needs to be done but can't really figure out how to do it themselves. So that's a really great program.
Let me share with you that really one of the greatest assets that LCF has amongst its employee base is the ability to talk to people at LCEF.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to talk to people at LCEF, all you got to do is dial 800-843-5233. And let me tell you, who's going to pick up the phone? We have info reps that are spectacular. They know it. They know things that everyone, they have the answers that people are seeking. They have in front of them all the information that anyone needs. And they are the most delightful people that you'd want to talk to. And I sometimes go into their area just to listen to them. What's really interesting is the relationships that they've developed over the years.
Mm-hmm.
There are times when they are just laughing with those in which they're talking to. And might I add, there's also times in which they're crying.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes those that pass or those that they've been close to, they learn of the passing. And it's also difficult for them because they've developed such a close relationship with those in which we work with.
Sure.
And that have provided these resources to allow us to do what we do. So calling that number, 800-843-5233, that is the number that gets you to those info reps. And you will not be disappointed in the conversations you're going to have with them.
That's wonderful.
And tell them Rich sent you.
Of course.
There you go.
Okay, so before we close, we've got a little bit of time left. We need to talk about your announced departure from LCEF and the search process that's going on for the new LCEF president and CEO.
Yes, and just to for those that may not have learned, and I'm sure there's plenty, I announced at our fall leadership conference that was held in Schaumburg, Illinois in November, that I will be passing the baton of the leadership of LCEF to the next person that God has chosen to run this incredible organization. And the reason for my decision really is twofold. I kind of have a self-imposed limit in terms of time limit that I think a CEO needs to be in place. And I always had in the back of my mind that 8 years was going to be that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a good time for the next individual to come in and to take the organization to that next level that God's got planned for him. And that there's no entitlement to be there for the next 20 or 30 mm-hmm. years. So it's somewhat of a self-imposed one, but probably the bigger of the reasons has a lot to do with the fact that my family is mostly located in the Atlanta area.
Mm-hmm.
And while St. Louis is a delightful place to live, and it's not as humid as what Atlanta can be during the summer months, the fact of the matter is my children and all and my wife, and that's kind of the center of the Robertson household. So we're going to kind of go back and be more of a family in one location, and I really look forward to spending time with my kids and certainly more time with my wife being in Atlanta on a more permanent basis.
Sure.
So we have a home down there, and we're just going to kind of move our way back to our home in Atlanta. So that's really the whole reason. I have to tell you, though, it is not a particularly easy decision on my part. Mm-hmm. After 8 years, I've fallen in love with many, if not all, the people at LCEF and kind of how they've helped me grow in what I do. And they've given me a smile many, many days because of the incredible work that they do. I couldn't do what I'm doing if it wasn't for all these wonderful saints at LCEF. So with that, somebody else is going to come in and enjoy what I've been able to enjoy for the last 8 years. And the search process has been underway actually since that time, since October. The board of directors of LCEF have been engaged in it. The executive committee is actually the search committee for LCEF. Mm-hmm. And they have already begun an extensive interviewing of candidates. And I'm sure through prayer, which we ask all that are listening to also continue to pray for the process, that individual will be found and will be God-pleasing. And I'm sure they will be able to take LCEF to incredibly new heights.
Sure. So when does the transition happen?
Actually, as soon as they hire the individual, I will work with that individual alongside it until October the 1st.
Okay.
And then at that date on October the 1st is when I, in fact, will pass the baton. I purposely say passing the baton because I'm not sure I'm ready to retire. I'll discover what God's plans are for me as I kind of pass that baton and see if there's any other batons out there.
Sure. The next stage in your life. And then it sounds like that's going to be very heavily family focused.
And it should be. I think it's time that I have more of that than perhaps what I've been able to dedicate in recent years.
Sure. Is there a favorite, responsibility or moment that's happened over the last 8 years that you just look back on with a whole lot of joy?
You know, I've had the opportunity to travel in many different parts of the world. I'm one of the few, I shouldn't say the few, there's actually quite a few at LCEF that does a lot of traveling, but I get to see it in a much broader view.
Sure.
Because I travel, the extent is very deep. And I get to see the incredible work of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. You know, we all have our challenges, and we can all complain about something. but when I've seen certain things that we should all just be so proud that we are part of this church body that is doing incredible things throughout the entire world. So I've traveled to Vietnam, I've traveled to Cambodia, I've been to China, I've been to Africa, and the work of some of these missionaries that are out there that are doing things beyond what I could be doing, and my appreciation for that work. So seeing that, along with seeing what the folks at LCEF do, and how it kind of comes all together in terms of the resources that are provided for the sharing of the gospel can happen throughout the entire world,
sure,
has just been an awesome thing for me. So it's not one specific.
Yeah.
I could cite millions of them because I've had the experiences to do just that.
Yeah. It can be very humbling to be a part of an organization that does that work around the world. I know being here in this capacity, talking with the missionaries that you mentioned around the world and being able to really understand the work that they do and that we're a part of something so much bigger than just, me or my church body. It's a much larger network of people.
I've seen all three of the Concordia International Schools in Asia.
Oh, wow.
And those schools are incredible in terms of what they are doing within those specific communities. And to think that there's just all of these people and infrastructure going on out there is just mind-blowing, I want you to know. And I'll give one quick example.
We've got about 20 seconds.
Okay. I was in China. I was able to go to a chapel service of the school in Shanghai. And these kids, 400 kids, are just loving it at a chapel service.
Yeah.
I had to pinch myself because here I am in China, and there's a chapel service going on. Awesome stuff.
It's incredible.
Yep.
Well, Rich Robertson, President and CEO of LCEF, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, thank you so much for being my guest today.
It was great being here with you, Sarah. Thank you.
Yeah, more Faith and Family coming up next.